Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on a lovely Thursday. A Heat victory Thursday. Miami Heat yesterday, they beat the cowardly Golden State Warriors, first team to ever have a long road trip in the history of sports. This Steve Kerr. Can I tell you something about Steve Kerr?
Go for it.
I mean, what could you possibly say about Steve Kerr?
Leroy,
that dude has done.
Can I tell you something about Steve Kerr?
What?
Brittany. Can I tell you something about Steve Kerr?
Go for it.
I'll tell you something about Steve Kerr. But first, I'm going to need a caller. 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560 before I can tell you something about Steve Kerr. Because this Steve Kerr, I got something to say about him, right? And it's just like, you know, I try and be nice. I try and get with it, but you know, I don't want to bombard people with my Steve Kerr thoughts if they don't want it. So if you want it, 305-567-056, I'll let you know what about my thoughts about Steve Kerr. Because it's really just like, wow, this Steve Kerr.
Don't be a phony.
What? What do you mean?
You heard me.
I'm not going to be a phony. It's
how
just,
are you going to? What could you possibly have negative to say about Steve Kerr?
Negative? I don't know if you want to, you know, connotate it as negative, but you know, I can't. You know, I don't want to. That's so. I'm not going to bother people unless I get a call at 305-567-0560. I'm not going to tell you about what I think about Steve Kerr. Right. But headlines are brought to you by. Oh, hold on 1 second. We got a caller. QAM. What's your name?
Michael.
Hey, Michael. Can I tell you something about Steve Kerr?
Go ahead.
All right, hold on 1 second. Hey, QAM, what's your name?
George.
Hey, George. Can I tell you something about Steve Kerr?
Tell me, buddy.
This Steve Kerr loves the sound of his own voice, dude. I mean, he loves him some him. I mean, George, do you not hear this Steve Kerr? When he loves to sit back there, and I mean, I think more than coaching, you know what he loves?
What's that?
He loves to wax poetic, dude. He sits there and he's just like, lets everybody hear my thoughts on everything. Sometimes he gets on important topics, but he thinks every topic is the most important topic, and he's got the deepest thoughts on all of them. And I got to tell you, George, I'm not here for it. Thank you for wanting my Steve Kerr thoughts.
Hey, real quick, you know what else he did? He had the gall to name his son Nicholas. I'll leave you at that.
I didn't even know that. All right. But you know what I'm saying? Mike, would you agree, Mike, that he loves the sound of his own voice?
I agree.
You would agree? Thank you. Leroy, would you not agree that Steve Kerr loves the sound of his own voice?
Usually all coaches that win four championships get that
Whew!
Way.
I mean, I don't think Spo likes the sound of his own voice.
Right.
But I think that Steve Kerr loves the sound of his own voice. Hey, Richie, what's up, man?
What's up? What's going on? What do you got to say about Steve Kerr? Then I'm going to tell you what I think about Steve Kerr. Tell me, Tobin.
Well, I just told you he loves the sound of his own voice. You know, kind of like when the Heat beat the Knicks 2 out of 3 this year, dude. Did you see that?
Cool. I knew you were going to throw that shot at me, but I'll tell you about Steve Kerr.
What's that?
I agree with the guy. I wouldn't let him. You guys don't deserve to see his stars. You don't deserve to see Curry because you guys are a bunch of bandwagon stinking Heat fans, you losers.
What are you doing, dude? You sit there. Go worry about Jalen Brunson, dude. Try and go win a game. You can't even win down here.
I bet you will be in the championship.
You can't even win a game down here, dude. You bum. You bum team. Haven't done nothing since the 70s. Rat franchise. You know what the streets are
called? Wait, wait, wait. That's right.
What?
Hey.
What?
Tell him put some respect on our name.
What's that?
He ain't won a championship in 50 years.
Yeah, dude. Get the hell out of here.
And he gonna come at us?
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Okay, great.
You know
what? This is the busy. You know what? We're so above you in this. We're not even.
Not even in the zip code, yes. Dude. Just shut up.
How many championships you got in the last 20 years?
Do you know what the
30 years?
Do you know what the streets are calling Jimmy Butler right now?
What?
Jimmy Duckets.
Did you?
Quack, quack, quack.
Did you make that up?
No, I didn't make that up. I can't take credit for that.
Where'd you find that?
All over the place. Everybody's calling him Jimmy Duckets. Your back was fine, dude. I saw you. Hey,
not after they went out last night.
You certainly got out of there fast enough.
But I don't know why I wouldn't see. Like, even when I went back to Baltimore and played against Baltimore.
Yep.
Like, I would still went and talk to management and.
Because you're a normal person?
And my team, my former teammates and what have you. But, yeah, man, that's crazy.
Jimmy Butler was literally the only person to leave and go back. Maybe Pods. I don't think Pods has any friends.
Pods.
Pods. Nobody likes Pods. But it was just Pods.
He's a West Coast guy, right?
I have no idea.
It just seems like he would fit.
I'll tell you who's an annoying intangible. That Eubanks, was that his name? The guy with the mustache? He was getting into it with Jaime.
Or was Jaime getting into it with him?
Well, Jaime was frustrated last night. Tough night on the floor.
It happens.
You know? And then they got the old double T. Pat Spencer, that's my guy. Sorry, Prez. Thank you. Wrong intangibles. You see that mustache, though?
No, I was looking at what Marco said.
What did he send?
He shamed you.
Shame me?
Yeah.
He said...
Wait, I sent a jigsaw meme, and then he went ahead.
Jigsaw?
He's just, you know,
more
what?
Like thick jaw.
By the way, he's just upset because his Drew Smith take looks worse by the day. So
yeah.
that's just, you know, that's why he's lashing out at me. By the way, he's going to join you guys tomorrow because I'm going to leave in the middle of the show to go boots on the ground to the Jake Paul press conference.
You're leaving us for Jake Paul?
Well, yes.
Who's joining us?
Frog Boy.
Oh.
Yep. Boots on the ground. But then I'll join
you're
you.
Leaving?
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't do whatever you got to do, dude. I don't know. But I'm going down to the press conference, and then I'll call you from the press conference. We'll see what kind of chicanery happens.
All right.
I'm excited.
Why?
Just because I love shenanigans. I love fight press conferences, dude.
You're going to stir it up.
And you know what else
you got? You know what's crazy?
You know what's better about it now?
Look, we could be eating, having a nice meal, and he'll look at us like, you almost done? Press conference is in 15 minutes.
Yep.
two things he'll leave me for. He left me to go see Joy and...
Didn't leave you. You were going to golf.
No.
You were going to golf.
Bolted. And he'll leave for a press conference.
It wasn't just Joy, though.
No, I know. Skip Bayless.
Mm-hmm. It really was about seeing the GOAT, Skip Bayless.
Yeah.
At the time.
Hi, Brandon.
Oh, it was very, very creepy.
Creepy.
I can't deny that.
Any friend of Joy Taylor is a friend of mine.
You know, he didn't have many friends. I didn't have many friends at the time because, you know, there was not many people on a national platform speaking out against LeBron.
You helped me!
Leaving the Heat high and dry.
You left me high and dry.
Hi, Brendan. This is Skip Bayless.
Oof.
I mean,
don't look so disgusted.
You know what?
Brittany?
I can't figure out.
That was really scary.
I can't figure out. Like, people say, Skip, if you meet him off the radio, he's not a bad guy. But why does nobody want to work with him?
Because it's too much. He, you know, that's his battlefield, you know?
I guess.
Hi, Brendan. This is Skip Bayless.
Finish the clip.
Feel like I need to go take a shower.
You want the whole clip?
I want the whole thing.
Any friend that joins?
Hi, Brendan. This is Skip Bayless, the real Skip Bayless, wishing you a happy birthday. Any friend of Joy Taylor's is a friend of mine. I appreciate your support. I hope you have a great birthday, and I do appreciate you hanging in there with me all these years.
Can you tell me who's in the background saying?
I think that we were. I think that's a cutback when we were playing. I think it's Beast giggling at it.
Oh, okay.
I think
Do
it's
you
Beast.
Hear that in your nightmares? Because I would.
Like I'm not proud of it. I mean, I'm not proud of it, you know?
Hi, Brendan.
Frieger says, was that cameo? No, that wasn't cameo.
I mean, you know what? The only thing that was missing in that? Mm-hmm. It places the lotion in the basket.
For making it weird.
I didn't make it weird. It was already weird.
No, he made it weird.
Yes.
No, was that cameo wasn't even a thing when that was recorded, dude. I think that was like my... Man, is that like that was probably for my 30th birthday? Maybe I don't know. It's probably like 10 years old. That club.
All I know is that's the guy that you went. Gotta go. Hope everything works out for
you.
You
ditched Leroy in Vegas. Yeah.
I didn't ditch Leroy. He ditches me way more.
You left him alone.
You got so many hobnobbing to do in Vegas.
I went to an aquarium with you.
That was great.
Don't take it out on the fish.
No, I'm just like. We go in there, right? We're yucking it up. Get ready to go. He said, oh, I can't wait to see. And already we go in there with the bro.
Support your friend and his fish.
Wait, we go in there. The guy goes, you guys want to take a picture? Like,
it's not like
no.
He set him up to do that.
I know. And then we missed the main thing I wanted to see. The piranhas.
We had no idea.
No, we didn't know.
There's piranhas there?
They fed them right before we got there.
Yep. You know, I encountered the piranha of land a couple days ago when I stabbed that snake as a landscaper.
You make it sound like you went in there like, ah! like you went. Tommy!
He became every superhero day.
He made it. He made it sound like Tommy, get back! Ah! You went in with it like it was like the biggest snake in the world. My wife said something very perfect. She goes, I ain't buying it. No picture, no snake.
There you go.
Okay. She's not buying it.
You always take pictures.
If you were so proud of killing a big snake, you would have taken a picture.
How
of
legitimately?
Its dead body.
How big was the snake?
Dude, too big to even compartmentalize it in my head because I was in danger, you know? So, like, I don't know.
How did you tell Tommy to get back?
Smaller than his hand.
How did I tell him to get back? Get back, son! Throw me the rake!
Wait, because when you told the story, you were like, Tommy, back up. Go get me the rake. Now, when it's a big snake, there's some, you know.
Well, the first element was Tommy was at a safe distance. The person that I had to save was Sunny Bunny. Sunny Bunny was in a standoff.
You know, Sunny Bunny's an animal. Yeah, they can handle their own.
What if she gets struck and she's poisoned?
You'd be amazed how quick these dogs can move.
I don't know. I don't know, but it's hard to say. I mean, like,
he became the Little Mermaid's father in that moment. King Triton.
What's going on over here? This guy's, like, flashing things.
Taking pictures.
He's not taking pictures. They're doing something up there.
All right.
I'm just saying, man, you,
What? These are the dangers.
Wait, you guys should go out in the Everglades and catch a python at night laying on the roads.
I would love to do that. We should call our boy Tyrone Spong and do that. That was fun, you know?
I do not trust the Everglades.
Can I just tell you something? Y'all going to make me cuss.
What?
No!
Why not?
Not going playing the Everglades at night.
He's from Suriname, dude. He'd be a great guide.
No.
I know someone from Suriname.
No. No. That's how people get lost.
Norman Powell yesterday. Just like a Peaky Blinder. He was...
He got the little Kango on.
Yep.
And the sweater with the patches on the elbow. Yeah, that's Peaky Blinders right there.
He was happy Bam was back. You got the computer in the channels there, Brittany?
Really big effect, you know? Not just his activity and what he does and what he brings, but just a steady vocal leader on the defensive end, you know, talking the cuts, the guys in positions, making sure that the coverages are right, you know, that's really big. We know that he's going to bring the energy. We know he's going to bring the effort on both sides of the ball. But his voice being on the court, you know, he was vocal on the sidelines, you know, waiting for his return, which was also great. But having him on the floor, you know, and kind of controlling the defense is huge for us, you know, so we definitely miss him and glad to have him back.
But was a good presser. Why you guys looks like his name is Otis.
Come on, man.
I mean, like, what are we doing?
Oh, man.
Oh, there's a Scarface 2 coming out?
Really? Or like a redo?
I don't know.
Is this a joke? Is this supposed to be like...
Was there a razor blade in his hat? Like Peaky Blinders?
By order of the Three Key Blinders!
You know where that was... that was... There's a couple of shows like that. Peaky Blinders. Mm-hmm. I did that during COVID. And Queen of the South. Queen of the South was another one.
I like Queen of the South. I like
Queen of the South. She was in I Am Legend. The lady that he met with the kid at the end.
I forget I Am
That
Legend.
Was her. There was only three people in the movie.
I was out on I Am Legend when the dog died. Spoiler alert.
I mean, spoiler alert. It was like Wilson, except with a dog.
Well, I didn't want an I Am Legend situation with the snake. And as a landscaper, you got to protect your terrain. You know? So,
up against a tree?
Well, he was behind a tree. You know, that's what shielded me from the first view, which is why I had to get around and get, around the peripheral.
He was like, is that a snake?
Yep. And then it was.
He had to squint.
Before you told me Sunny Bunny. You told me, first of all, Sunny Bunny was messing with it. Otherwise, you wouldn't even gone over there.
Well, I never hear her bark. That's the thing. She's not a barker. Mm. She's a very quiet puppy. So, like, when I heard her bark, I'm like, what's going on over there? And, you know, it was her superhero call.
That's when I know something's in the pool. If a frog jumps in the pool.
Oh, she would.
The dogs will. They
be careful with that.
Yeah, she's terrified.
They're done. They won't eat it. They'll just chase it.
What color was the snake?
What color was the snake?
Yeah.
It was black.
Oh, so it was a garden snake.
Yes.
It was not dangerous.
Some say, at the time, see, Brittany, I'm not Steve Irwin, so I don't know what's dangerous and not dangerous. What I know is it was in a dangerous position, and it was going, so from my standpoint, all snakes are dangerous.
So did it go?
Oh.
Yeah. Look, I had one in my house one day, and all I did was grab a broom, and I threw it outside.
You didn't throw it.
Yeah, I did.
You put your hands on scales?
No.
Okay, so then you didn't throw it.
The broom touched it.
Okay, so you didn't throw it.
I went, boom, threw it
outside. But it's weird, because you being in the goth or emo, whatever it is, right? They always walk around with snakes around their neck.
Do they?
Yeah.
Is that what they do in the pit, just walk around with snakes?
Wow, you're just being really.
Yeah.
You're really you're out here judging right us and our community.
I'm not judging us. I'm not judging anyone. I'm just saying.
They do not do that, no.
RVA Richie says black snakes attack venomous snakes. Well, you know what?
Black snakes eat all of the.
It's true.
You won't get a rat in your grill if you would have kept that snake.
He was trying to attack Sunny Bunny.
You won't get rats.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
Those animals know who can hurt them and who can't.
I don't know that at all. Why do you guys come out here like you're all you're Animal Planet? Like, because you have all the facts.
We have a snake.
You have no encounters. You have no encounters in the wild.
We have a snake on patrol around my house.
Brittany grew up in the
I grew up in the boondocks, like I like to call it, and we get those garden snakes in our basement all the time.
Yeah,
and you just pick it up and throw it out.
My dad will like pick it up. My grandfather usually does it. Picks it up, throws it outside because it like there's rats.
They eat the rats.
Because we live on farm, farmland. You're, so they
no
have,
rats
like,
on the. Mice, listen, you won't have any.
We don't have rat problems anymore. The rat problem was a 2020 problem.
You know what? Probably because your little snake friend was there, and then now he's not there. So
if
careful.
This is what I say: strike first, ask questions later. Right. That's Cobra Kai. Strike first, no mercy. Sorry. If you threaten me, you're done. Sorry. There'll be other snakes.
I picture that snake being the size of a big worm.
No.
Of a pencil.
Right.
It was like a cobra. Very threatened. If I didn't think my dog was in danger, I wouldn't worry about it.
Your dog can defend herself.
I don't know that.
I don't know what don't know the hell. That. They're animals.
I don't know what kind of. I don't know. She could take out iguanas. I know that.
Huh. Israel, you ever seen a mongoose fight a cobra? It's the craziest thing. Animals can defend themselves.
Mongoose have a certain type of resistance to cobras. So that,
what do you mean? No.
Yeah.
They.
It's they're not all shiftiness. It's not because they're Floyd Mayweather of the weasel.
Yes,
world.
They are. Dude, go watch fights with mongoose versus cobra.
Because their skin is impenetrable to the fangs.
They never get bit. Have you ever seen? So, me asking you this next question is just out of the question.
Hmm?
You ever saw Ricky Tikki Tavi?
I'm aware of the name.
Okay.
Hold on. Shmeeth and Schmolnick says Tobin is Thicky Tikki Tavi. I'm just waiting for it. He was typing it. We call that a self-sanction.
Somebody said the Irwin's about to be two-time Dancing with the Star champs.
Really?
He's really good. You know, don't even get me started on this.
We're talking the break. Is that the son-in-law?
No.
No, the son. Irwin, the son.
He has a son and a daughter.
Oh, okay. So wait, he's been on it already?
No, she's been. Bindi Irwin.
Bindi won, yes. Why do you have a problem with that?
I don't have a problem with her.
What's wrong with Robert?
I have thoughts.
Right. Hold on. Well, I'm going to hear these thoughts. Take a break. Back after this.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Leroy, can we get a weather update from...
Why you didn't ask me while I was up?
Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Rude AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
All right. Winds are out of the east.
Okay, Jim.
It's partly cloudy to mostly cloudy. There was a little drizzle last night or this morning, so... I guess it could be a little chance of rain because it's a little more humid. It's not that cool, crisp morning. Winds are out of the east at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. I would say right now the temperature's in low 80s. And I would look for a passing shower because, hell, we got one this morning.
Okay, Jim. You're like the Harold Letterman of weather. Nobody was bad. I mean, HBO Boxing, the best.
Oh yeah,
they still haven't. That was a cool interview when we talked to Lampley.
Uh-huh.
I enjoyed that very much. One time, I got bounced for Harold Letterman.
Who was remember the trainer one? He always comes at me like we want to fight.
Teddy Atlas. Yeah, he's a crazy person. Speaking of crazy, okay. So what, Brittany?
So yes. let me say this. So we went out there and we were just talking about.
Dancing with the Stars.
That's how it starts.
Okay. Do you love Dancing with the Stars? Is it like a show that you you enjoy very much?
I love Dancing with the Stars.
Wow. Okay.
She can be one of the judges at this point.
So you'd never miss an episode?
No, never.
Okay.
Even after a Heat game, and God, they work if they play on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going home, and as soon as the episode hits at 12,
you're like, on it.
I'm on it. I'm you're watching on it. It. Yeah.
Okay.
1,000%.
So, what is your issue with the son of the crocodile hunt, the late, great Steve Irwin? What is your issue with Rob Irwin and his performance? Yeah. Is it with his performance? Is it an attitude? What don't you like about him on Dancing with the Stars?
So, it's hard because like he is very charismatic, and he's so sweet, and he's so kind, and he's very polarizing, right? The story is there. I'm always here for a story. Now, when it comes to actually dancing...
Why is the story polarizing?
Because his sister won, then, you know, he's a predecessor of his father, and
people just adore him. He has like this very
used predecessor.
Is that not how you use predecessor?
I don't think so.
Usually, I don't know if we're either one of us are in
predecessor means you came before. Wouldn't you be the successor of your
father?
The
successor. You know what? You are right. I was wrong.
The predecessor of Steve Irwin would be Grandpa Irwin.
Yes, 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 yes. He's right.
Anyway.
Anyways, so I just think that
reach a note. Thank you.
No. We're going to get comments about it.
No, it's true. And like you're completely correct. My bad. He's just not a good, like, I don't think that he's that good of a dancer. I think that the
show
has.
Oh, so he stinks.
I don't think
he stinks either. That's too aggressive to say.
No, I don't think he stinks.
Who's getting screwed? Is it one of them Mormon wives?
Yes. They kick out Whitney, by the way.
They kicked out Whitney. I hate her. Okay. Tobin, you're part of the problem.
Why?
You're a part of the problem.
I didn't vote. Okay,
aside from who she is.
Whitney's the worst.
Aside from who she is. She's a really good dancer, though.
I don't give a rat's ass. She's off
the stars. Popularity is intense. She wasn't even,
okay, hold on one second.
Who do you hate the less?
Hold on. Stars. She wasn't even supposed to be on Dancing with the Stars. She weaseled her ass back into Mom Talk.
They picked two of them.
It's true.
Hold on.
No, Toby's
they were
right.
Going with Jen Affleck, okay? Uh-huh. Star of the Dunkin' Donuts commercial. And star. Whitney, who was kicked out of Mom Talk and then left Mom Talk because she didn't like that Taylor. Frankie Paul was the number one loved Mom Talker. So she's like, oh, I don't like Mom Talk. Beep, 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 beep. Now all of a sudden she comes crawling back to Mom Talk. By the way, she's left season 3. I've only started watching episode 1. Please don't spoil it.
But, I actually just started watching it.
Yeah, so don't spoil it. But Whitney, I mean, get out of here, dude, with Whitney.
So there is something that happens on Mormon Wives that I won't say it because it's the reason why she's on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, really? And also, I need to watch
season 3. The episode came out before this last Dancing with the Stars episode, and that's 1,000% why she got, 1,000% why she got eliminated.
Good.
People just hated her, and I get it, but she was an incredible dancer.
She was really good.
Incredible. Yeah,
great. That's what we're here for. We're here for great dancing, or we're here for
it's
great
dancing
stories?
Dancing with the Stars!
Oh, please, get out of here.
The Stars.
This is ridiculous. I'm tired of this, Whitney. Every time she weasels her way, she's very opportunistic. You want to be in Mom Talk or you don't want to be in Mom Talk?
Well, that's why there is so much issue with her.
Robert Irwin, I had an issue with it because Because 2 weeks ago.
Why are you looking at me like that, Leroy?
You
want me to do
Koala
voice again?
Okay. This is like what happens when you talk football. He has to go in and throw the silly sauce, and then she's trying to talk about Dancing with the Stars.
Is that annoying?
He asked her for.
Am I a bad listener?
No, I mean, you're not letting her finish her point,
I apologize.
Though.
So you just think he stinks?
Yes.
Cliff Notes.
The Cliff Notes version is, I think, that
he doesn't deserve it. If we're just going by pure best dancer,
I don't think that he's as good as people think he is. Sorry. And I was a trained dancer. I come dance competitively for many, many years. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little bit more of like, I guess, a
you know what? Let me stop
you're
you
a tough judge.
Because listen, I spent half my life in football and nobody gives a rat's ass. So.
Did you dance for the Cowboys?
That's where he played.
Oh, my goodness.
Inside radio joke, people. Okay, look, I can respect that. You're basically like a baseball purist. Like, you're not going to just let you – the story doesn't impress you. It is all about the dance.
I also think that the story is a little bit overdone with them. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, so
they've capitalized on the story.
But it's not their doing.
It's a really sad story.
Here, I know, but here's the
it's
deal.
It's a very sad story.
It's
I've
not
so many
their
times.
Doing. It's the show's doing. So I'm not going to take it out on them.
Oh, 1,000% because there's Dylan Efron, Zac Efron's brothers, also on the show. And they have spent the better part of the season being like, Zac Efron's brother, Zac Efron's brother.
But it's not
let's
like
him
he's
all
doing
songs.
It either, Brittany.
What do you mean?
And the only time
stop
Zac
getting
Efron
Timu stars
actually
then.
Showed up was this past one.
Remember how
I know, and it was, and then guess what? Zac, every time I looked at my screen, Zac Efron's face was there.
That's not
get
such
it
a
out
bad
of
thing
here.
To look
get
at.
It out.
Do you know Dancing with the Stars caused Jason Taylor's breakup with the Dolphins?
Oh, yeah.
Bill Parcells,
hated the fact that he was on that.
What are you doing, Twinkle Toes?
I love Dancing with the Stars. And
they used to get like A1 athletes. Like, yeah, Jerry Rice.
Jerry,
did Jerry Rice win it? Or Emmett Smith won it?
Emmett Smith won it, I think.
Wait, there was somebody else who won.
Floyd Mayweather was on it.
Oh my gosh, what's Jennings, his last name? Rashad Jennings.
Oh, Rashad Jennings, yes. He also has
He also won.
No, but there was a more recent one, I believe.
That an athlete that won?
Yeah. No, well, maybe he didn't win. Okay, no, I feel like he did. I don't know. I've only seen one episode.
Nick T says, how is Steve Irwin's story sad? Intangibles need to understand that you mess with Mother Nature, you get messed up. He did die by stingray.
I mean, he died also when he was a very little boy. So
yes, they lost their father very young.
No, it's a fluke injury. Nonetheless, you are.
He got caught.
Yeah. I didn't think that was possible.
What? That a stingray could get a barb?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it shoots it out like a rocket launcher. I think he was on it and it flicked up. I think that's what happened.
And got him right in the.
Yeah. Yeah, but it is very sad. Those kids lost their father young. I love their show on Animal Planet. It's the Irwins. Follow the Australia Zoo.
Do they go Crikey?
Of course.
They do. He literally has a shirt. Like, he has a whole brand called Crikey.
He should.
he was promoting it on the last episode.
Why wouldn't you? If your father was a legend, I would milk the hell out of
him. No, and I think he's like the sweetest, kindest, like the most adorable person, and he's going to win.
What if he danced with a koala?
I still wouldn't be impressed. I'm looking at those feet. I'm looking at those feet, honey.
Are you kidding me?
She's looking at that posture. I'm looking at the posture,
the timing of the dance. Are you in sync with your partner?
So what you're saying, basically,
spoiler alert, he's not.
What you're saying is that Whitney is Miami and Steve Irwin is Notre Dame getting the rub.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head with that one.
That's what I do. Mixed bag is next.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Okay, welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy, back with you here, except only one of us, because another one's probably hot. We were right next to each other, Brittany. I don't understand where he possibly went.
No, I know. I'm like, I didn't even realize he was gone.
I don't understand. We were both by the pastelitos in the kitchen.
Oh, there's food involved. There's your number one issue with him.
There was some kind of, like, fruit loaf. I don't know what it was. I think Christmas Village dropped it off. I didn't understand what the thing that they left was. But I was like, he goes, oh, I don't want this. And then all of a sudden, here's the thing. Leroy's a little bit like a scavenger. Like, he gives a couple looks. He goes, is that bacon? And so then all of a sudden, he's intrigued. So I thought it was a fruit loaf. Then apparently he's like bacon. And so he's definitely going to come in here eating it, whatever it is.
Yay, how exciting. We're going to get more Leroy food ASMR.
I got to tell you, you're doing a fantastic job here. I want you to know that's not professional radio behavior.
No, I just want you
to know that. Like, as you know, because you are fairly new into the business. You know, you got a long, bright future ahead. But what he's doing is not professional behavior. Like, don't think that when you get your own show that you can just eat on the microphone, because you're not supposed to do that.
No, I've definitely learned from Leroy, for sure.
Oh, good.
What not to do.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing, dude? Ready for that mixed bag?
I'm ready.
All right, let's get to it.
I had to use the bathroom. Sorry.
It's understandable. No problem. Hey, Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Paul Maurice. He loves the Panthers Winter Classic gear. Here's what Paul Maurice had to say.
Like, it's cool. I think the whole thing. I don't want them to look the way the normal looks. I don't want the Rangers to look the normal. I want it to be completely different. It is different colors, and then you'll always recognize that sweater for that event. These things are great. I've been in two or three of them, I think, now, and they are a wonderful break in the season. And the outdoor idea is so elemental to hockey, especially. And it's, I guess it, you would say growing up north when there are outdoor rinks, that makes a lot of sense. But even for young players in the south, it'll be, ball hockey and inline hockey. The outdoor hockey is just pure fun. That's how we remember it. Whether it's in your backyard or it's at a school, there was an outdoor rink. I had five outdoor rinks within a 5-minute walk of my house growing up. And we were on one of them if we weren't, had a hockey day. You get to hockey 2 days a week and you were just on it. So you get out there, you get that feel. You're playing hockey outside. It brings you right back to your roots. And it's a real departure from hotel bus under a rink into an NHL locker room. It's completely different. They're just a lot of fun.
There you go. Paul Maurice. Love that guy. Now that's a guy who just, says it like it is.
Yep.
The best. Can't wait for that Winter Classic. Looks cool. Saw all the gear out.
When is it? It's January
2nd. January 2nd?
Yeah.
January 2nd.
I'm looking at Jack Jones.
Jack Jones is on Good Morning Football today.
Yeah.
He has been peacocking since that game. Good for him.
Yeah, but he brings it every game.
He has played great.
This is not a one game, thing. He's been like this all year.
It's been a cool cool story, because you knew there was going to be some opportunity with the cornerback vacancies that they had. But he's done a good job.
Yep.
Plays very aggressive.
Very.
Patrick Mahomes. Weird voice. Great quarterback. This is what he says is at stake, being at 5-5.
Just like if you were going to like a big divisional game or a playoff game, whatever it is, you just know what's at stake. And so you try to prepare yourself throughout the week and do the little extra stuff so that your mind can be settled on game day. And then you can go out there and just play, knowing that you need to go out there and win the football game. And knowing we're playing against a really good football team that's playing great football right now. And it's a great opportunity at the end of the day. Obviously we're 5-5, not where we want to be at. But we get to write the rest of this season's story, and it starts this week with the Colts at Arrowhead, and I'm excited for us to go out there and do it.
It's spicy. Hey, don't lose. It's a tough game, dude. Tough game. Leroy hasn't talked enough about this guy, Shedeur Sanders. That's what he has to say about getting this opportunity this week.
My development, as a player and everything, and mentally and everything, has to speed up. Due to the situation, I did everything I need to. I'm doing everything I need to prepare to be the best version of myself as possible. With the circumstances, everything got to be sped up, and that's great. I like pressure in life. I'm just excited for everything. So, I feel like I'm the guy. I know I'm the guy, but, you just have to be able to see. The game got to speak.
What's wrong, dude? The game's got to speak. He's done enough talking. Time for the game to talk.
Shedeur. Who that is? It's the game. The game is telling you not to run towards your own end zone when they rush you. Thank you. The game.
Signed, the game. And not Triple H.
And you didn't let that.
You okay, dude?
Again. There's one phrase that I hope that I would hear from him before the season started. Because sometimes when you don't get the call in life, it can go one of two ways. It can motivate you to work your tail off, or it can make you crawl into a little corner and complain that you don't have anything or that somebody else is getting a chance and you're not. Most quarterbacks, when they lose a starting job, was the first thing you hear them say. They say, I'm going to keep preparing. I'm going to prepare like I'm the starter so that when my opportunity comes, I'll be ready. Correct?
Yes.
Every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
He's never said that, even to this point.
Mm-mm.
And when he got his opportunity and played like that, you're like, oh, he's done nothing. So how are we supposed, when people say, oh, Dylan Gabriel's no good, they should give Shador a chance. If Dylan Gabriel's no good and they're still playing him, you don't think they have a better idea of what Shador is than we do?
Obviously he hasn't been good, though, because you told me last week you were thinking about Shador.
But listen, when I say thinking and seeing Dylan Gabriel play, I know this, that if Shador was a better option, he would have already been in there. And I don't blame the coach. I blame Shador, because in order to get on the field, you got to do all the things necessary to earn that right to get on the field. Whatever it is, you got to play the game. Once you get on the field and make plays, then you can do you. But until that point, you got to show that you know what the hell you're doing. You got to show that your teammates have confidence in what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to show that you're prepared for all the different situations. And the only way that you can do that is with work, through practice, or whatever. Now, from the start of camp till now, with as poor as the quarterback play has been, and they still didn't play him, how much of that you think he did? And I don't know, but all I can do is make the assumptions based on what I see and what I hear. So, and still to this point, he said, no, I don't. I'm been waiting for this. Okay.
So I did journalism yesterday. I'm a journalist, you know, boots on the ground. I had a question for Spo, because I've been wanting to know.
Did you go Billie Eilish on him?
Of course.
Okay. All right. Being honest.
Well, that's my serious journalist voice.
Okay.
You know. So Eric Spoelstra, he's been challenging more this year, Leroy, and I wanted to know why. Why is he challenging more? What's the deal, dude? Is he a changed man? Because remember, Eric Spoelstra not only didn't challenge, okay? Remember, he was on record last year, Leroy. He hated the coach's challenge. Mm-hmm. Called it a waste of time. He said everybody's like this, twiddling their fingers left and right. Didn't like it.
I know he did a travel the other day.
Oh, dude.
He was violent.
Dude.
I was like, remember I asked him about it? He goes, I don't do that.
Oh, dude. He was, because there was a lot of traveling yesterday by those Warriors, and he was like, come on.
Now he does the no-look travel.
Nope, come on. First it's fingers, and then it's arms.
Yeah.
That's how it goes when you're Eric Spoelstra. Eric Spoelstra, like, his fury when it comes to travel calls, it's just like, it's this.
Or,
like,
wait, don't forget the scoot. The scoot.
Yeah.
When he starts.
So this has become a thing. So I'm like, all right, dude. Hey, what's up with the more challenges this year? And this is what he had to say on it when it comes to why he's using it more.
So I've been using the challenge more this season. Is that just a different embrace from you, or just kind of how the games have gone?
It's really more about how the games have gone. It wasn't like a strategy that we had a staff retreat and said I have to do more challenges. A few of them I've just done because I'm just trying to wake the officials up. I felt like there were some incorrect calls, and maybe, if I'm wasting a challenge, that it might get everybody to focus. Probably to no avail.
He's amazing.
That was the most bass you've used in a voice to ask a question.
Wow,
in
thank
some
you.
Some years. Yeah,
it was. But that's not how
he
I
changed
sound.
It up.
That's
man.
Not how I sound. That's not how I sound. But here's the thing. That's my favorite thing about him with officials, and you can hear him say this. This is his new thing, where he says to the officials, "Concentrate."
He's coaching the officials.
I'm just like, focus, concentrate. He doesn't curse. This is why he never gets teed up, because you can't. Give a technical foul for somebody to tell you, even if it's in tone, to angrily go, concentrate.
It's
like it's just such a move by
him. Sometimes the call is so bad, it's almost beneath him to use a challenge to fix their mistake. And he gets so annoyed by that.
But he's using it more. We saw the one against Cleveland. I mean, he went bananas on that one.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, no! Review!
Right. It didn't even get. My favorite was when we did the no with the like 5 second timeout.
No!
That is not what we talked about. I had a situation like that in college. Mm-hmm. So we ran a play on like the 20-yard line. We scored. Somebody was holding. It was like our third penalty on that drive. Bo got mad and called a timeout and brought us all to the sideline and cussed us out.
Jeez.
And he said, before we got back out there, we are going to run this play until you score. I don't care if it takes 4, 6, 7. We're running it. So we go on the field, scoring the very next play. Same play. He just starts yelling. I got yelled at more than anybody. So, like, I didn't, you know, doesn't even faze me. I'm used to getting yelled at by coaches. They could yell at me about everything, but they never could yell at me about how I played. It was the other stuff. I can live with that.
Take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.